Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Galvin, what line are you be playing for today?
I'm going to win today for line five.
Line five. Good morning. Who is this?
It's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Galvin's playing for you. Please hold. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Spanish is playing for you. I will take line one. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Ed. How are you?
Hi, Ed. I'm great. I'm playing for you today. Please hold on, sir. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Any minute now, Joseph Pat McGuire III will come in here.
Hello.
Hello, Joey. Joey is your backup judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
All right, a little different today. We're going to play, can you name these science questions with answers that all begin with I?
I can do it.
Yes, you can. I believe in all of you. Okay, first one. What colored part of the eye controls
Irish.
The
sun?
Yes, Mike Kelta. Type 1 diabetes is caused by
insulin.
Low levels. Yes, Galvin. Gabbro, basalt, and granite are examples of what classification of rocks?
Indigo.
Rocks. Igneous.
Yeah.
It was the first eye I thought of, and then once you asked it, I couldn't get it out.
Uh-huh.
Igneous.
That is a rock. Okay. What is the global system of interconnection?
Internet.
Yes, Mike Kelta. What term refers to an organism's natural resistance to...
Immune system. Immunity.
Immunity is what I was looking for. Spanish. The abbreviation IV is short for...
Intravenous.
What? Yes. Galvin.
Oh, shocked.
Because she didn't know what it was.
She thought it was five.
Uh-huh.
Or four, I guess it would be.
An atom or molecule with an unequal quantity of...
Ion.
Yes. Spanish. What are different forms of the same element, meaning different quantities of neurons, called?
Isotopes.
Spanish.
Who are you?
Science. Bill Nye guy over here.
Oh, we're halfway there.
The score right now, Michael and Galvin are tied in last with two. I am leading, but only by one with a total of three.
Okay. All right. What is the two-word term for the resulting depression in the surface of a planet caused by a high-velocity object?
What is Impact crater.
Impact crater. Mike Kelta. The deficiency. The deficiency of what element, number 53, is the leading preventable cause of
iodine.
Intellectual disabilities? Spanish. What term refers to the production of a current across a conductor moving through a magnetic field? What term refers to the production of a...
Induction. Electricity.
Yes. Induction. Mike Kelta. Sir Isaac Newton's first law of motion governs which inherent...
Inertia.
Yes. Spanish. What term refers to an object that does not conduct electrical charge?
Inert. No. Damn it.
What term refers to an object that does not conduct electrical charge? Insulator. What term describes a non-native species whose introduction to an area is likely to cause environmental harm? What term describes a non-native species whose introduction to an area is likely to cause environmental harm? Invasive. Thing. Organisms lacking a spinal column are referred to as
invertebrates.
Mike.
What is the word?
Intervertebrates.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was invertebrates or not. Good.
Invertebrate. Thank you.
What is it?
Invertebrates. There's no T in
Spanish. Got it.
I-N.
Yeah, I got it.
No,
I said the same. Whatever you said is the same.
So
yeah.
I got it.
Oh, I said invertebrates.
So I got it.
No, that's invertebrates.
No, he said inter.
Okay.
And then say Amber.
Okay.
So that's me. With the steal.
Yeah, what?
Okay. Advil and Motrin are...
Ibuprofen.
Yes. And we're on the last, sorry.
The score right now, Michael and Galvin are still tied with 4. I am still leading, but still only by 1 with a total of 5.
All right. Symbolized with a J, what measurement is equal to the change in an object's momentum?
Inertia.
Ooh, no.
J, impulse. What term refers to the period of time between being exposed to an infection and exhibiting the first symptoms? What term refers to the period of time...
Incubation.
Mike Kelta.
Did I just tie it up?
Yeah, we're tied at 5 now.
All right.
Last one, you're out?
No, I'm still in. I'm
he
at 4.
Can tie.
I'm going to tie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. What term describes a compound of non... biologic organ. What term describes a compound of non-biologic organ? Inorganic.
Oh, that's way too easy.
Yeah. And the last, and this is the tiebreaker, so now you are out, Calvin.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
You should have another tiebreaker.
No, that's never the case. All right. So Mike can do Spanish.
New rules. Always controversy.
Gosh. Last one. All right. What form of electromagnetic radiation has wavelengths just longer than that of the visible spectrum?
Infrared.
Spanish.
Wow. That was a tough one.
That was tough. Down to the wire, all three of us.
Man.
Good job,
Hot Lips.
Yeah.
Don't you look like Hot Lips Houlihan?
You do. That's a compliment.
I know that is.
From MASH. Are you familiar with MASH?
No.
MASH is a very good TV show, but I'm not going to make you watch it.
Thank you.
I don't think you'll get it.
No, I've seen like it. No, thank you.
Hawkeye Pierce is one of the best characters ever. I mean, the whole show is filled with great characters, but Frank Burns was one of the best characters ever created on a television show.
Right, and then replaced by another
the second best, yeah, with Charles Emerson Winchester III. Just great writing on that show, and we were supposed to have Alan Alda on this week, and he rescheduled, but I'm looking forward to talking to him. Do you remember Frank Burns Eats Worms?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so MASH would come on every night at 7 o'clock and 7:30. It was only a half hour, and it would come on every night at 7 and 7:30 on Channel 5 in New York. Forever since I was a kid, and it was really one of the first shows to do like back to backs. You'd get that, and then at 11 o'clock you get the Honeymooners. So I've been watching both those shows since I could remember television. You know, so I've seen all the MASHes. There's one of the channels like ION or Hallmark or something that just shows
That's
MASH
all
over
they
and over
play.
Again. Yeah, I can watch them. They're it was one of the best shows
and
ever.
And you see so many actors on there that came through.
Oh
as
yeah,
a,
so
as a
wounded soldier. Yeah. Yeah. I saw the other day Ed Begley Jr. Who?
Radar O'Reilly had a crinkled hand.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah.
Crinkled hand.
Didn't he? He lived here, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is he gay, Radar?
No, I think Jamie Farr was.
No.
No?
Oh, I'd be surprised. I don't know, but I'm surprised.
I thought maybe. I don't know. A very sad theme, too.
I always referred to, to the show, yeah.
Oh, Suicide is Painted. It actually has lyrics
to it. Oh, yeah. We've played it before on the show, yeah.
Terrible.
I always refer to things as a clinger. Like, me doing mornings is a clinger because Clinger wanted to be out of the Army so bad, he was trying to get a Section 8, which is where they declare you insane.
Right.
And they let you go, so he would dress as a woman every day.
Which apparently was insane.
Right, back then.
Now it's normal.
He also ate a Jeep.
He ate a Jeep?
That's right.
Yep. But he took it apart in bolts.
Oh, my God.
So he could try to get kicked out, but they knew they were on to him, you know? And
could have just shot himself in the foot.
And then when the series was over, Clinger fell in love with a Korean girl and ended up staying there.
Oh, yeah. Well, wow. The irony.
So, yeah. So that's how I feel about it. Because all I want to do is sleep and stay out up late and all that. And my Clinger is I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day and do this stupid show. I got Clingered. into doing this.
Horse hockey.
Horse hockey. That's another. That's the most successful replacement characters on a show. Colonel.
The Colonel. Yeah.
You got rid of Colonel Blake. Yeah, he was great, but he was a big pussy. And then once he was out, you bring in the complete opposite Colonel Sherman Potter and his horse painting and horse hockey and you had Sydney the psychiatrist. Man, that show was fantastic.
Yeah.
Rosie and all this, and then I realized that Hawkeye wasn't just having sleepovers; he was banging all the nurses.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Banging all the nurses.
He would be like, "I'm off duty this weekend. What are you doing?"
And
she was like, "I'm off duty too." And he's like, "Let's go have a camp out." And then next thing you know, you'd see them with a bottle of wine and a tent. And I was like, "He just likes to sleep out in tents with girls." And I realized, I know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Hawkeye was getting laid a lot in Korea. No, he was not sleeping. And then I've never been to Korea, but do they have palm trees like they do there?
I don't know.
They shot it on a California lot.
They shot it at the Universal back lot.
Yeah, they like literally in the lot though. Mm-hmm. They wasn't on the it wasn't on a set. They just built one out by the trees. It's great.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.